You likely know him as a novelist. But did you know that he wrote a book called The Kingdom of God is Within You? I'm referring to Leo Tolstoy. Of course, he's the author of that really big book, War and Peace, that was published in 1869, and other works like Anna Karenina, which was published a few years later. But in 1894, from the pen of Leo Tolstoy came a book called The Kingdom of God is Within You. Now, this is a fascinating book, and in it, there is a very false idea, but an interesting idea that is going to get a lot of traction in the 20th century. He writes in this book of the distinction between the Jesus who comes to us in the Sermon on the Mount or the Jesus who comes to us in the Creed. Tolstoy goes on to say, one cannot believe in both. And churchmen, that means the church and denominations and theologians, they have chosen the latter. They're following the Jesus of the Creed. People who believe in a wicked and senseless God, he says, who has cursed the human race and devoted his own son to sacrifice and a part of mankind to eternal torment. Those people, Tolstoy says, cannot believe in the God of love. And in his view, in the Sermon on the Mount, we have the God of love. And we have Christ. We don't have a Christ who came and lived a sinless life and died on a cross and then rose again and ascended into heaven and is coming back physically and visibly in the future as his second coming. That's not the Christ that Tolstoy believes in. To Tolstoy, the Christ of the Sermon on the Mount has already come back. His kingdom is not some future thing. His kingdom is not some new heavens and new earth. His kingdom is here on this earth and a remaking of this earth. And it has much, much more to do with social justice and social equality than it would have to do with righteousness. This is the kingdom of God that he says, Tolstoy says, was at the focus of Jesus Christ. It's interesting that in Jesus' own words in the Gospels, he says at one point, don't believe people when they say, look, here's the kingdom, or look, there it is, because it's not. And this is what we can say about Leo Tolstoy's view of the kingdom of God. Look, there it is. No, that's a false one. Well, this idea of the kingdom of God being an entirely earthly thing and something that has to do with social justice and not with righteousness took strong hold in the 20th century. One of the significant figures in America who promoted this idea was a German but American-born Walter Rauschenbusch. He studied at Rochester Theological Seminary, and he was there coming of age as a theologian, just as German higher criticism and its view of the historical Jesus versus the Jesus of faith was coming into play in the 1880s and the 1890s. Rauschenbusch applied that view in his own work in the 1900s and the 1910s to argue that the kingdom of God is on earth and it is about social equality. And that idea spawned what we sometimes call the social gospel movement. This was a significant movement in America especially, but in other parts of the world. It dominated many of the denominations. Rauschenbusch was part of the American Baptist Church and a significant figure in that church, a leader, a professor there at Rochester Theological Seminary, one of the official seminaries of that denomination. And in the 1900s and 1910s and well on through those early decades, there was the promotion of the social gospel. Much of it had to do with the optimism of the turning of the 20th century. It was called the Christian century, and we'd finally be able to put all of our social ills behind us because the kingdom of God is here and it is now. Well, that was a false idea. Sadly, Leo Tolstoy tried to promote it. He should have stuck with novels and not had written about the kingdom of God. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. Well, as we finish this week's episode, here's a quote from that early church father, Basil of Caesarea. Now perfect and complete glorying in God is this, not to exalt in one's own righteousness, but being aware that one is lacking in true righteousness, to be justified by faith alone in Christ.